For today's homily, I'm going to need a few volunteers. Would anybody like to volunteer? Why don't you come up? You can come on up. And how about you, ma'am? Why don't you come on up? And yes, sir. You come on up. And how about over here? Yes, ma'am. You on the front. And then is there anybody over here in this section? Yes, sir. How about you? Come on up. All right. Is anybody else a sports fan in here? Does anybody like sports? All right. One of my favorite things about sports is drafts. Does anybody watch the drafts? Like how exciting the drafts are? And y'all know what the drafts are, right? Yeah. What's a draft? Yes, sir.
Whenever all the players in college go into professional.
That's right. So you got this big just group of college players, and they're going to be pros. And what do the teams do? What do the teams do? Yes, sir.
They pick them
and they said, I want you, right? So what I thought we would do today is we would do a little choosing ourselves. So I want to ask you guys to be a part of this, maybe first ever, I don't know, Sacred Heart School in Conroe draft. Is that okay? You want to try it? All right, so this is what we're going to do. This is what we're going to draft today. We are going to draft our favorite Houston sports teams. Okay, so instead of them picking us, we're going to pick them. All right, so here's my draftees. Y'all are going to get to choose, okay, which of these teams you want to draft. Okay, so here's your choices. You got the Houston Astros, okay? You've got the Houston Dynamo. You've got the Houston Rockets, you've got the Houston Texans, and you have the United States Olympic team, which won like 150 medals at the Olympics. Okay, so we'll start down here. Which of these is your favorite team? You get the first pick, you're on the clock. Which one do you want? You want the Astros? All right, so with the first selection in the Sacred Heart draft, the Houston Astros are taken. There you go. So what do you do with that? What do you do with the hat? See how big it is on your head, because that hat's meant for me, I think. Yeah. Okay, are you ready for the next one? Okay, your choices here. You want the Texans. Why do you like the Texans?
Because I like to watch football.
You like to watch football. All right, so the second pick in the draft goes the Houston Texans. All right, are you ready for the next one? So we got left.
Houston Rockets.
You want the Houston Rockets. Why the Rockets?
Because they're my favorite basketball team.
They're your favorite basketball team. Who's your favorite basketball player? You don't know. You know who my favorite is? The dude with the beard. All right, James Harden. James Harden. Okay, now you get, there's only two left. Which one do you want? You want the Houston Dynamo. Why do you want the Dynamo?
I've seen them play before. I sneak and watch TV with my dad's watching it.
Nice, because you've seen them play before and you get to watch TV when your dad watches. And how do you think this team feels? You feel like that? How do you think they feel that they're the last one picked? The USA Olympic team. Guess what you get stuck with? I mean, guess who you get? There you go. With the last pick in the school of the Sacred Heart School in Conroe draft, we take the United States Olympic team. All right, so I thought this was a cool way to do this because in today's first reading that we heard from Ephesians, Jesus does what? What does he do? Do y'all remember? Y'all paying really, really, really close attention? What does Jesus do? Yes. He chooses. Jesus chooses. Now, what happens when Jesus chooses is he's got a hat that's got our name on it. What's your name?
Raymond.
Raymond. So what he's got is he's got a hat that says Raymond. And Jesus says, I choose Raymond. Pretty cool, huh? And does he just pick you? Does he just pick you? No, he picks all of us. But he doesn't just pick Raymond. He says, all of you, my sons and daughters, I choose you. And are we like this last one that got picked to be like, oh, I got left out by Jesus? Is that how we feel? No, why not? Because Jesus does what? He loves all of us. He says, I'm not going to leave any of you out in the dark. And in the gospel today, he says, don't be afraid. Like, you're not alone. You're never alone. Why? Because God loves you. And God picks you. He says, in my first pick ever in the draft, I want you. And he's got a hat with your name on it, and he puts it on his head and he says, I love this kid. I love my son. I love my daughter. So my friends, when you get scared, when you get afraid, let the words of Jesus sink in your heart. Because he says, don't be afraid. I choose you. I choose you because I love you. Now, the blood of Jesus that we heard in that first reading, the blood of Jesus washes us clean. The blood of Jesus purifies us. The blood of Jesus claims us as his sons and daughters. He chooses us because he loves. So So never be afraid. Never be afraid. And if you have a hard time, does God love me? Yes, He does. Remember this. Remember, He's got a hat with your name on it, and He puts it on His head. And then He gives you a jersey. Like, you seen those jerseys in the draft? Yeah, what do they have on them? Yes.
They have the number one.
They have the number one. And then on the back it has the last name. That's what God does for you. He's got a jersey that He's got with your name on it, the number one, to say, I love you so much. You're the most important. You are the most important to me in the world. And that's the love that our God has for us. That's why we come together and pray and celebrate, because He loves us. He makes us His draft picks. He calls us to be His own. I want to talk about another choosing that we have. I work for the Office of Vocations. That means that I get to go around and I get to talk to people about what choices in life you have. And so, my friends, I'm here to tell you that you have choices in what you can do when you grow up. And I hope that whatever you choose to do, whatever you choose to do with your life, is going to bring glory and honor to God. And I hope you do whatever it is that He's put on your heart and in your soul to do. Now, in a special way, as the Director of Vocations, as I talk about priesthood and I talk about religious life, I've been a priest now for 7 years, and it's awesome. Like, I can't think of anything I could do with life that would be more fun, more fulfilling, more joyful than being a priest of Jesus Christ. And so I ask you, when you're thinking about what you want to do when you grow up, be open to choosing priesthood or religious life. Be open to, when that time comes for you to select, here, let me borrow this hat, when it comes for you to select what you want to do with life, there might be a hat that'll say priest on it, might be a hat on it that'll say nun on it, and you'll say, I choose this one, because that's how I want to live my life. So my friends, be open to that. Be open to be a priest. Be open to be a nun. Be open to choose that, to share with others the love of God. It's a beautiful gift that we have. It's a beautiful gift that you can give. And I have a homework assignment for you. Y'all didn't groan or anything. A lot of times when I talk to students, they're like, homework? Oh, so let's do it again, all right? I have a homework assignment for you. Oh. Some of you said yes. This is an easy homework assignment. This is an easy homework assignment. This is what I want you to do. I want you to pray this weekend about one of your classmates that you think might be a good priest or nun. And I want you to say, God, who in my class do I think would be a good priest or nun? Okay, then when you come back to school next week, I want you to tell your classmate, hey, I was praying for you this weekend, and I think you have a lot of great talents, and I think you'd be a great priest. Or you have a lot of great gifts, and you're really kind and sweet, and I think you'd be a good nun. Okay, you think you could do that? Okay, the reason that that's important is because if we help each other, it might help each other choose what it is that God might create us to do. One of the main reasons I'm a priest is because so many of my family and friends said to me, have you ever thought about priesthood? I think you'd be really good at it. Maybe one or two of you in here might be called to priesthood. Maybe one or two of you in here might be called to religious life, to be a sister or nun. But it asks you to be open to that, because that is a beautiful gift that we can give God, is by choosing to follow Him with our lives. Our God has chosen us. He's given us a jersey with our name on it. He's given us a jersey with the number one on it to say, you are most important to me. So let us celebrate in that love, that the Lord has chosen us, that the Lord walks with us, that the Lord calls us, that the Lord says, I will never leave you. Do not be afraid. May the love of the Lord continue to set our hearts on fire. And may we always trust in that God of love who tells us, do not be afraid.